Looking for someone?
Ricky's focus shifted from the entrance to Nan Monahan sitting next to her in the ice hall's stands. She hadn't even been aware of watching the streams of people coming in. The subconscious was stronger than she gave it credit for. It had certainly won out when it came to leaving a note tacked to the apartment door. She'd felt like an infatuated idiot, especially since she hadn't heard a word from Lanny Kaminsky between 6:40 this morning and 6:50 tonight, when they'd left to watch the pair's figure skating short program. Still, she'd left a note telling him where they'd gone, in case he wanted to join them.
I guess I am. Stupid, huh?
Nan shook her head emphatically, though dimples flashed into evidence.
Uh-uh, not stupid at all. It's not like me, especially at a big competition. I mean, my God, this is the Olympics. That's all I should be thinking about.
That thinking can get you in trouble, Nan said with a grimace.
Take it from an expert in overthinking. And the way I look at it, it's just about inevitable you'll find romance at the Olympics. I mean, look at the situation. You start off with all these healthy, young bodies.
Or not so young, Ricky interpolated.
Young, Nan insisted. Young and healthy, with all this adrenaline swirling around, not to mention certain other potent hormones. Plus, these are people who've been so busy training they hardly see anyone outside their sport, which gets pretty boring from a romantic angle, not to mention starting to seem almost incestuous after a while. Then, boom, you throw them into the Olympics with a bunch of fresh, young bodies they haven't met before, and to top it off, you pack them into close quarters in the athletes' villages for a couple weeks and basically shut them off from the world. I don't see how anybody can resist.
She grinned, obviously pleased with her summation.
Besides, I'd say this one you're waiting for is definitely worth waiting for. At least if it's the same one you were talking to at the rec center the other night and that I saw in the hall outside your room this morning.
This morning? Nan shook her head at Ricky's quick glance in Amy's direction.
She wasn't around, and he was quiet. I just happened to be up.
She accompanied the end of her sentence with a fleeting frown toward Kyle, sitting in the row in front of them with Tess and Amy. Kyle didn't feel well, and I went to the kitchen to get her a glass for some water. Genuine concern reinforced Ricky's desire to turn the subject.
Is Kyle all right?
Nan shook her head, the frown entrenched.
I don't know.
As if worry drew the words out of her, she rushed on. I heard she had a bad spill at the end of a run today, and that's not like her at all, but she wouldn't tell me much about it. Maybe it's a bug of some kind making her weak, but all she says is she's fine, and
that's because I am fine.
Kyle turned around and spoke with emphatic patience. I felt a little woozy on the run today. But I am fine now. Better than fine. You worry too much, Monahan. I feel great. Ricky could believe that Kyle Armstrong felt great. She looked better than she had since they'd met the day before the opening ceremonies. The fact that she'd come along to this event indicated a change for the better. And Nan's easing expression reflected that.
And you'll feel even better after you see some of these pairs, said Amy.
She and Tess had been talking, so they caught only the end of Kyle's statement.
I watched them at practice, and it made me wonder what it would be like to be a pair skater. I'm not too old to switch. Of course, I'd have to find a partner at my level, not just on the ice, but who thought like me, you know?
Tess groaned. I don't think I could handle coaching two of you. Amy smiled and patted her coach on the leg.
I know. That's why I'm staying in singles.
The devilment in her eyes gave way to a different glow as she looked around at the rest of them.
But wait until you see what these people can do on ice, especially Vladimir Metrovelli. Wow.